clap for me? Okay, perfect. Okay, tell me your first and last name. Spell them for me.
Spell them? Wait, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. M-I-S-U-N-G-W-I.
Okay. And now, introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Timothy Misungui, and I'm a sophomore at Barron Springs High School. I think that's all I'm going to do.
Okay. And then, tell about your journey to get baptized.
Okay. Oh, my journey began 3 years ago when I started doing Bible study in Pathfinders, and it was for a couple weeks, I think, and later on in the summer I stopped going to them because I started to look at other things and follow what I wanted to do, and because I stopped believing like God is really there, and it all these.
No, this is good. This is good.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah, that happened for, I think, the last 2 years. It happened for the last 2 years, and it all led up to this summer when. It led up to this summer when I was, when God reached out to me, and I wasn't.
Yeah, you're doing good. Just keep going.
When God reached out to me, the way he reached out to me wasn't the, I guess, what you'd call the usual way, which most people may get reached out to. I was reached out through a video, and the way that happened was that one day I was scrolling on Instagram and I found, I was looking at this post and it said, go watch this video because this and this. And I went and watched the video. I watched the video and it just showed me the realities of what's really going around this world and how the Bible predicted all these things. And once I saw that, I was scared for the next, I think, month or couple weeks. I was scared to do anything. And And after that time, it was a rough start, but with the help of other people, I found my way to Christ, and
so, how did you find your way to Christ?
By reading Steps to Christ.
Okay, so tell about that. Who told you to read Steps to Christ?
I think my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, so my dad told me to read a book called Steps to Christ, and I read that book, and that book really, that book really gave me a reason to hope and to believe that God still cares and loves me. So it changed my life to try to reflect God's character and not try to do what I usually want to do for myself, and to think of others before I think about myself. And yeah.
So, how are you going to serve God moving forward?
I'm going to serve God moving forward by trying to reach out to as many people as I can to warn them foremost of what's going to happen and telling them about God's love and that there's still hope left and that God still loves them and has a place for them.
Okay, and then I just want you to finish by saying, I'm excited to get baptized today because...
I'm excited to get baptized today because it's showing that I'm giving my life to Christ and that I'm starting to have a new life in Him.